Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about him. That is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadveta Gadara Ivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Nico, darf ich dich um etwas Ungewöhnliches bitten? Dein Kugelschreiber. Du kriegst ihn auch sofort wieder. Bitte bleibe hier. Wenn es tut mir wirklich sehr, sehr leid. Very sorry. Here in this verse, a very interesting subject is brought to our attention, which is something which will occupy us for the next half hour or so. It is the word, not the word actually, it's the subject matter of inquiry from one's spiritual master. Sukadev Goswami is very happy here with Parikshit Maharaj because Parikshit Maharaj has asked him an excellent question. And he gives the reason why he is happy. He says, this question gives me opportunity to speak about Krishna conscious subject matter. And that's a great reason for happiness, for being satisfied. We all know that our spiritual tradition advises us to ask questions from a spiritual master. It is described that only that great personality who has faith in both his spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead can have all the subject matters of the Vedic scriptures automatically revealed to him in his heart. In other words, accumulating spiritual knowledge is not a matter of only asking questions in an academic way. You do not just need a book to study, but you need the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you need to have faith in them. A devotee who has such faith in his spiritual master is automatically blessed with transcendental knowledge. Interestingly, the Mahabharata starts with a story about the relationship between guru and disciple and the question of faith. There is a saint, Adomya. You know, he's the guru of the five Pandavas, and he lives in an ashram with cows. So the brahmacharis' duty at that time was to take care of the ashram affairs, just like here in our temple. Some of us have the duty to clean, others serve prasadam, still others cook, others offer to the deities. So there was one particular disciple who had the duty to take care of the cows. Now, one evening, Domya started to decided to train his disciple in a very esoteric point. And when the disciple came back from herding the cows, he said, "My child, you are so fat. How comes?" Or that, I forgot his name just now. Let us call him Krishna Das, but he is not Krishna Das, his name starts with an U. Or said Krishna Das, "After I have begged for you, I beg for me. This is how I eat." "Oh, my child," said Domya, "this is not good. Because you have already begged once, now if you beg twice, you take away from those who also need to beg." So, after a week, Domya again called his disciple. He looked at him, "My dear child, you are still very fat. How comes? How do you eat?" So, Krishna Das answered, "Well, very simply. I'm milking the cows for the ashram, and then I'm milking also milk for me." "Oh, this is not very good," said Domya, "because the rest amount of milk which is in the udder of the cow is meant to feed the calves. You're taking the milk which is meant for the calves." So after a week, again, Domya asked his disciple, "My dear child, you still appear very fattish. You eat so much. From where do you get it?" Actually, I must correct myself. When he milked the cows after he had already milked the milk for the ashram, Domya was not satisfied because he said, My dear child, everything belongs to your spiritual master. You should give all the milk, not just a little, not keep anything for you." Then, the next thing which happened is, Domya was not satisfied because Krishna Das had taken the milk which was left, so to say, after milking on the teats of the cow udder. And he said, "This is meant for the calves. You cannot take it and eat it yourself." So after three times chastising his disciple like this, Krishna Das didn't return one evening. Domya felt very worried. He went into the forest, looked for him everywhere, and finally, when he called, "Where are you?" he heard a faint voice, eine schwache Stimme, from a well, inside a well. "Here I am." So Domya went and saw there was his disciple lying inside a dry well. "Oh," said Domya. And they made some arrangements to get him out. "What happened to you?" "Oh, I was blind," said Krishna Das. I was so hungry, and in my hunger I ate the wrong fruits. They were poisonous. And as a result, I lost my eyesight. Now, then I fell in the well. So Domya started to cry. My dear disciple, I am so pleased. You are following the orders of your spiritual master in such a nice way. May all, now it's very important, may all the Vedic knowledge become manifest automatically in your heart. And then Domya made the arrangement that his disciple got the eyesight back. This is like an illustration to this famous verse which we have quoted. Yasya deva parabhakti. You get the knowledge of bhakti not through academic qualifications, but through having faith in both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and your spiritual master. Spiritual knowledge cannot be had through any other way. Now, this brings with it, if due to some aparat, we lose faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our knowledge will not be able to protect us any longer. It is said, Ashrada Dhana Purusha, those who lose faith on the path of devotional service return back to the repeated birth and death. And it is said, if due to some misfortune a disciple commits aparat or an offense against the spiritual master, that knowledge which he has obtained from him will turn sour like milk which turns sour and has no longer any nourishing value. So my point really is in obtaining spiritual knowledge, it is important to have faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master. It is not dependent on any intellectual or academic qualifications, because the spiritual knowledge, you can say, is transcendental knowledge, and it has to descend from the transcendental platform. It is not something of this material world. It is something which is totally spiritual and has to be given into our heart by Guru and Krishna. Yes, they have to give it. Dipyo gyan hrida prakashito. Dipyo gyan, transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. We all know from the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam how this happened in the life of Lord Brahma. You remember, he was all of a sudden waking up in the midst of the darkness of the universe on top of a lotus flower. It was totally dark. No one and nothing could be seen. He only heard two syllables, tapa, perform austerity. And when he did, then all of a sudden there was a revelation in the heart. It is described that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his transcendental kingdom of Godhead became visible in the heart. It was this what we have deep yoga, this transcendental knowledge was revealed to him in the heart. He didn't acquire it by sitting there and studying some books. First of all, there were no books. He did not do it by yoga or by it. It was revealed to him. Here it is. Please take it. So this is how Krishna conscious advancement also is made. we have to inquire from our spiritual master on the basis of devotional service. Now, this is important. If you have faith in the Lord, or in Guru and Krishna, you will approach them in a humble mood of service, knowing that in this way they become pleased with you and give you transcendental knowledge. Now, when we ask questions to our spiritual master, it must have a purpose. See, every serious question must have a purpose. If I, for instance, should ask you now, how do I get to Wilhelmsfeld? If I don't really want to go to Wilhelmsfeld, that's a place in Germany, by the way, then this question is not really relevant, and no one will be pleased to answer it. Imagine I'm in a wheelchair and I'm there before you, and it's absolutely impossible that I go to Wilhelmsfeld. And I've asked you, how do I get to Wilhelmsfeld? You say, well, why don't you find someone who can bring you there, who can bring you on the bus, etc. So this example is maybe not so clear. Yeah, for instance, everyone knows that I will never cook because I have too much to do, and I'm a total idiot when it comes to the kitchen. So if I would now ask Tamoha Krishna, how do I cook a complicated pizza preparation? You would not feel enthusiastic to tell to me, because you know he's just asking to make jokes. He will never get into the kitchen and cook something. He can't cook. Can't explain it to him also. So, when you ask your spiritual master a question, you should have a purpose, a goal. The goal of spiritual questions is Shreyam Uttama. We must know, want to know the ultimate good. There's a very interesting purport in the Bhagavad Gita, which I would like to read to you in English. Ist das nochmal? Wieder ganz alt. Das Tadvidi Pranipatina ist 334 oder so, nicht? 4. A very interesting purport in the Bhagavad Gita, where Srila Prabhupada defines these questions to the spiritual master. Mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path, nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, an unterwürfiger Diener, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So, unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. In other words, submission and service need to be there. This is a qualification. And then Prabhupada continues a little later. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not Only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. So, and then a bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiry becomes perfect. This questions to the spiritual master about the true goal of life must always remain with the disciple. Disciple means he should never stop asking questions. Sometimes we are accused, oh, you just join a movement and then your brain waves become zero. You don't think any longer, but just follow. This is how people sometimes misunderstand the process of accepting spiritual authority. But no, here we are encouraged to ask questions to our spiritual master. This principle is also effective when the spiritual master has already left the planet. Like today, we are sitting here, and my dear God brother Vasudev is also here. He said, without him I wouldn't sit here, because he took care of me with all my questions and my very restless behavior. So we are Prabhupada disciples, and Prabhupada has left the planet. And one might ask, how do you continue with your questions to your spiritual master? Isn't it? You can't go and knock at his door and hear, yes, and then come in. It is not possible. But the inquiries should continue. This is an important principle in spiritual life, and it is described by our acharyas that the spiritual master has means to answer the sincere inquiries of his disciples. He has made the vow to bring his disciples back home, back to Godhead, that he has promised, that he sees as his absolute duty. So he will arrange that the disciple gets answers. These answers can come when reading the scriptures of the spiritual master. The answers can also come by meeting devotees or disciples of that spiritual master. Answers can also come when the spiritual master chooses to appear in dreams to his disciple. I have talked about this to God brothers in London, and they have told me that Prabhupada had appeared to them in important crossroads in their lives and gave them instructions how to continue walking. So, okay, now let me summarize where we are. We were saying that academic study or this dry mental speculation is not enough to understand the Supreme Lord. We heard that a system of inquiry is necessary, and we heard how this inquiry should be done through submission and service. And we also heard that there must be a goal. In other words, you must be willing to go the way your spiritual master explains to you. Now, all of us will say, or some of us will say at this point, but I have made inquiries about the nature of God. I have heard about Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Why am I still unhappy? Why thought here that he was even the literary incarnation of God, and he had written all the Vedic scriptures, but he was unsatisfied and he did not know why. So he asked his spiritual master, why am I so frustrated? I can't understand. Guten Morgen, Danny. Ich weiß, du hast auch noch den anderen Namen. Ich habe den jetzt im Augenblick nicht. Jetzt wird es wichtig. Vielleicht solltest du den restlichen Teil. Es sind nur noch 5 Minuten, dann gibt es auch Prasadam und wird interessanter. So, why am I still frustrated? And Narada Muni made a very, very, very interesting point. He said, you have engaged yourself in so many works and you know so much, but you have forgotten one thing. That is, you have not glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have not glorified him sufficiently. Now, it's interesting how Srila Prabhupada explains this answer. We all know in the historical context of the Bhagavatam, it meant Vyasadeva had mostly written Karmakanda literature, but had not written the Bhagavatam itself, which is not about fruitive activities like the Karmakanda section, but just about Krishna, 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 Krishna. So, but Prabhupada explains it to us in the movement of Krishna consciousness in a very interesting way. He says, you have not glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead means to become dear to the Lord, to really please him, means you should preach. Every member of the movement for Krishna consciousness knows that the unhappiness which sometimes comes in the heart can be alleviated very quickly by preaching. Isn't it, Gadara? When one is out and preaches, then one may be a fool, simply Maya's tool. That is a rhyme. One may be not very qualified, an instrument in the hands of his umski, in his mind. But when one is just out there and preaches, distributes books, or just tells to someone, you are not the body, did you ever think about that? And so on and so forth. In that simple activity, the Lord is present. Srila Prabhupada spoke about Sankirtan once, that if you give someone a book, it's really that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in this transaction. The Lord is present there. In a devotee who just engages in the preaching mission. This is how we can glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a very, very nice way. I remember once we were in London in Kirtan, and the Kirtan had ended, but Vasudev was still so enthusiastic, he wanted to continue Kirtan, and he said to me, because I was also prepared to do any extraordinary thing, let's do Kirtan. And I remember we went on the Oxford Street, and then Vasudev sang, he can sing very beautifully by Krishna's mercy, and we both, just two of us, we spread the holy name like anything. We were dancing on the Oxford Street like in a film movie, you know, Swinging London or whatever, The Sound of London or whatever. And I remember it was such a blissful experience to chant. I remember when I first joined in Krishna in Hamburg, I was very shy to not, and I didn't want to be seen by my friends as a Hare Krishna. I was not convinced actually of the philosophy and of the practice. I thought these very interesting personalities, but they belong to another universe. I mean, this is it's too extraordinary for me. I'm sorry. It's I like the at that time I thought it was like a branch of the hippie culture. I like hippie culture, but there are, I'm from a good family, you know, there are also its borders, das hat seine Grenzen. So I remember I was very afraid to be seen by my friends together with the devotees. I was deadly afraid to be seen by them. And then one day, I just made one attempt. That was on Sunday. On Sunday, the devotees went near the River Alster in a park, and I knew only straight people would come there. I mean, only these Sonntagsspaziergänger, these people who would make a walk on Sundays would come. Not my friends. They wouldn't be in this park. So I did kirtan there, and it felt very nice. And then I decided the next week I would make the attempt. I went with the kirtan group in the midst of the Jungfernstieg, right on the Jungfernstieg, where everyone was going, and also my friends would always pass on the Jungfernstieg. And when I started, I just looked down at my long hair, with just covering my face so that no one could recognize me. I was doing kirtan. And then, just by preaching. Yes, and then this one girl came. She was a fan of Che Guevara. That is, was an underground fighter. For somewhere, I forgot where. Cuba or something? Korea? Wo war er noch? Es geht so schnell weg. I don't remember. He was my fan before, but don't remember. And then she said to me, "What? You've given up your political your political mood, and you are dancing with these peaceful monks on the street? What has happened with you? How sad it is to see your transformation." And I felt very hurt at that moment, because she was a beautiful girl. I was attached. But then I thought, anyways, I'm not going to be controlled by this foolish, behavior that others have expectations in me, and I have to live up to these expectations. I'm free. I can do what I want. And I said, "Hare Krishna, just join us and sing Hare Krishna. You will see it's good for you." So I preached. I said something about Krishna consciousness to someone who didn't know. And she was just immediately, by my conviction, she was immediately touched in the heart. And she said, "I'm sorry, I have to go shopping." "Ha ha, the big revolutionary has to go shopping. I do singing, you go shopping." And I felt great strength. And then, enough with this hiding, I put all my hairs at the back and sang happily the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is when you preach, just only a little bit, and you glorify Krishna in just some little ways, you will feel satisfied, because Krishna in the heart, in the heart, he is becoming satisfied with you. My dear temple devotees of the Heidelberg temple, please keep this point in mind. Tomorrow we will again have an ecstatic Sunday feast. Tomorrow we will have a fire yajna as an additional surprise. I will not say who will sit around the fire, Yagya, but it will be a great surprise for all of you. Who gets married? Who? You will not be able to solve this question. It has to be revealed to you tomorrow. That is an Sunday is an opportunity for us to preach, or during the week when so many students come, that is an opportunity. Or today at 4 o'clock, we have hopefully the whole Heidelberg University here. But you must know when you do preaching, first learn something in Krishna consciousness so that you can give also something. Otherwise, it's good to just help the preaching so that everything runs very nicely. Also then, Krishna is satisfied and you are satisfied. Okay, so I want to end here. Thank you very much for listening. Do you have any questions regarding these points? Everything is clear. Jochen. This is a very good question. Which will get the most unexpected answer. Is it necessary, Jochen asked, to ask his spiritual master personal questions, or can he ask other authorities? See, this. Let us just analyze this question a little bit. The lecture was about asking questions to one's spiritual master. It was explained that it's necessary to ask questions to one's spiritual master. But there is this question now. It says, can we also do something else? This is a question. Now, we can approach these questions in two ways. One way is to say the person who has asked the question doesn't want to ask questions or has no questions. A possible way to approach this question. And we would have to ask the question, why doesn't he want to ask? And the thing is, maybe he has no questions. Maybe he has stopped to think. That maybe. I'm just putting possibilities before you. This is exactly the point. See, spiritual life, it has to come from within. You will have questions if you think about the goal of your life. That is to become Krishna conscious. If you want to go somewhere, you will want to know how do I get there. If you don't want to go there, then you have no question to ask. Sometimes devotees say, I don't have any question. What is wrong with me? It may be that you have forgotten the goal of your life. It may be. If I'm driving and I have to go to a program, you know, Gogopal is there, Gogopal, brezo, 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 we are going like this, schneller, schneller, schneller on the Autobahn, since 1 hour, you know. And Gogopal says, yes, this thing doesn't go faster. Schneller, schneller. You know, and then we come to the town, and we know, oh no, 5 minutes before the program. And then we really want to know where the place is, then at every ampere, what is a traffic light, we're putting the window down. Where do we get to this hall? And then we drive already. Left, right, rechts, yeah, okay. Then the next time we stand still, we ask the same question. Because we really want to get there, and we don't want to make any mistake. We want to be really sure that we get there, because we have no time to waste. Not even 1 second. I'm so full of questions, you know. Where is the way? You should see me, Jochen. One day I will take you with me in this intense action. A lot of spannung, a lot of tension is in the car, you know. We go like, and so on. Because we are highly motivated to get there. When you are very motivated in your spiritual life, you will ask questions. Go, Rangi. And not sleep. But when you are not motivated, when you don't have that goal before your eyes, then your question process stops. Everything is all right. I have my food. I have my clothes. Nothing to worry. Just we need some more money, but this is all the time the problem. Now this is one way to answer this question, Jochen. Now, Jochen will have an existential crisis. The other thing is, there are questions which we can also ask to other devotees. I think that is good. We do not need to go with every little thing to our spiritual master. But here I'm speaking more. That's an obvious answer. You knew that before. I'm just analyzing your questions, if you don't mind. I know that you knew this before you asked the question. What I'm stressing today is the mood of question. Mm-hmm. I want to know. I do not yet know everything. This is the mood which is important. When this is there, then you can make advancement. If this stops, then your advancement stops. This will be the last question. I just want to say it because you might think, when does the lecture stop so that the other services can be done. So, yes. Question. Yeah.
I asked already many questions to you and I got answers, but I think
hopefully I know the answers.
But I know that I didn't have the same name. Ich habe die Antworten, die ich bekommen habe, nicht gerade alle umgesetzt.
Yeah.
And therefore I think maybe it's not good to ask more and more questions.
You still work on the first points, yes. Yeah. Let me answer this immediately. Why have you not umgesetzt all the answers? In other words, why didn't you apply the answers in your life as of yet? One reason could be that it was not clear how to do it. For instance, I want to give you a very practical advice in my own life. I have a lot of questions about spiritual life as a person, and I found out that there were so many questions, and this one book appeared in my life from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and there's so many answers given. How to become more serious or more able to prosecute the path of Krishna consciousness. So sometimes we are not able to, you know, for instance, we hear the instruction, surrender. And then we go, yes, yes, I understand it is a good point, but how? How, Shela? Precisely how? Not vaguely, but just from one day to the next. What should I do? What is my exact service place so that I can surrender? Isn't it? Do you? So then, further, you can't say, well, the instruction was surrender. I don't need to ask any longer. Now the questioning process starts. How do I do this? This is just the beginning. Yigyasam shreyam uttamam. As long as the disciple asks questions how to obtain the supreme goal in life, oh, the spiritual master is very, very satisfied. Like here you find Parikshit Maharaj. He asks so many questions. And Shukadev Goswami, always, it happens many times in the Bhagavatam. He goes, wonderful! He enjoys it. He doesn't say, oh no, again a question. Too much. You know, he just goes like, wonderful! Because, see, this was explained by Srila Prabhupada. This was explained here. Sri Chaitanya recommended one should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about him. That is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. Shukadev Goswami has nothing else to do. He doesn't go to work. He doesn't worry all day. He doesn't think about how he can get his next meal and where. He doesn't think about rising benzene prices, etc., or rents for the temple, or women, or whatever. Shukadev Goswami's only thing left for him is to talk about Krishna. He says, my dear king, you have put me an excellent question. And the question was heavy. Parikshit had asked, You say the Lord is transcendental, but it seems he's totally partial. He prefers someone over another. It was a doubt. So Shukadev didn't go, you have a doubt? No, he said, Dobro! Very good! He said, let me explain. And then he explained. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.